foot.
Both the two or that two or more.
See, somebody made that specially for me. Come look at you.
Yes. Do you have any comment on the political situation in the Bobby Kennedy announcement of his candidacy and Lyndon Johnson's obviously waiting to see what happens and so on? Any comment about the Democratic Party situation?
Democratic Party will be all right, down for Johnson.
You think he'll get the nomination all right?
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Chairman, what do you think of Senator Kennedy's entrance into the race? How do you consider him?
I think that makes it easier for Johnson.
In what way, sir?
He'll spread it out. He won't take any votes away from Johnson. None of them will. But they get the Edelman, the rest of them all spread out by them. Of course, Johnson on the, ain't on the inside, and he'll make it.
You don't think that this is going to split the party?
No. The Democratic Party has had too much information on these splits that don't work.
About Senator McCarthy's entrance, it is a three-way race. Wouldn't that complicate the issue even more?
No, I don't. The split is up more for the benefit of Johnson. You won't do anybody any harm.
You mean, Mr. President, that the regular Democrats will go right down the line?
There's no question about it. They always do. Unless some damn fool gets in and splits it, then they're in bad shape.
Mr. President, what will happen if Mr. McCarthy throws his support to Senator Kennedy?
Nothing.
Mr. Truman, is the President going to come see you here, sir?
Not that I know of. I think I'd know it.
What do you think of the opposition party with the split in the Republican Party, possible Nixon and Rockefeller?
Very, very satisfactory to me. Anything that splits the Republican Party and puts them in the holes all right with me.
Who do you think would be the strongest Republican candidate?
I don't run the Republican Party. My interest is the Democratic Party.
As a Democrat, sir, who do you think would be the strongest?
I'm not making any comment on that.
Anticipating your answer, how do you think the election's going to turn out?
What do you mean, how it's going to turn out?
I mean, will it be an overwhelming victory for the President, do you think, if he's nominated?
I think so. If he's nominated, when he is nominated.
Mr. President, turning to another subject, if you were in the White House today, what would your attitude be on the Vietnam situation?
I make no comments on those contemplated places. I'm not in the White House, and I'm not likely to be.
But you back the President in the...
I certainly.
You've defended before. You say that he's acting in the right...
I certainly am, though.
Mr. President, during your administration, some of the things that led to the crisis in gold and all that sort of thing were becoming obvious. What do you think about the announced austerity program?
It's necessary, and also a tax increase is necessary.
I think Congress will pass it.
Of course they will, if they give them plenty of encouragement.
There are predictions of great unrest this summer, racial unrest. What would you do to avoid the situation?
I make no such answer, no such question, because I'm not there and I'm not lucky to be there, and I'm glad of that.
Mr. President, do you see any valid comparison between what you had in Korea and what President Johnson has in Vietnam today?
The assumption is similar. Yes, yeah, probably.
Mr. Truman, do you feel that President Johnson had a tougher job today than you had when you were president?
I don't think he should have. I think he's got one equally tough, but it's about the same kind of situation.
Mr. President, of all the president's liabilities right now, he's got racial problems, economic problems, problems in Vietnam, problems within the party. What do you think is his greatest?
Greatest what?
His greatest problem.
I don't know. I don't know, because I haven't all the information. They're all bad.
Well, are you still briefed on the intelligence?
No.
How much stock do you put in primaries?
I said that I'm
primaries. How much stock do you put in
the primary election?
Well, I don't put any stock in it. I'm just going to vote in and see what the result will be.
What about the days of the Potsdam Agreement, which you steered to a successful conclusion? Do you think that now in Europe is a great deal of communist settlement?
I don't know. I have no way of gathering information. I can't answer a question like that. You answered for me. You would anyhow. Do I look all right? Is that sand?
You want a little weight?
Well, I lost a little weight since I immediately after I got out of the White House, and I had it coming because it's too fat. Just like all these men in high places, they eat too much.
What do you weigh now?
150. And do it every day.
Mr. President, you had some problems with public polls towards the end of your administration. Certainly President Johnson has some now. Would you have any philosophical counsel for him?
I never paid any attention to him. If I had, I'd have been beaten.
How about the Literary Digest? Do you think they were wrong?
I don't know.
Don't you remember the Literary Digest that you...
I remember him, but not publicly. say to you that I appreciated the fact that you wanted a press conference from me. It was a grand thing for you to do, and I'm very thankful for it.
Chairman, I just have one more request. Can I pose for a picture next to you?
Jim Boudier, Mr. Truman, and it's my pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
Let's just get one or two pictures and then the president. Hurry up, young lady.
I'm not
going to see your grandfather.
That's great.
I want to have one for my library.
Smile,
right?
Well,
maybe you had
on the other side of the
house.